In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
336 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday, and we are in the middle of some real snow. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. It's not a dusting that's going to lock everything down. It is, in fact, somewhere between 4 and 6 inches of snow that you and I are going to see, and it fundamentally encompasses all of Central Virginia. I did look a little bit closer. So for those of us up here in the center of the universe, Ashland, Hanover County, we are definitely going to see some of those higher amounts, closer to 6 inches. But it just sweeps. It goes from here right through the city, right through Henrico, all the way into Chesterfield and Dinwiddie, the Tri-Cities, all of that stuff. So everybody fundamentally is looking at 4 to 6 inches of snow. You also heard that there was no pre-treating of roads yesterday because they were already wet. We know the way this works. If you've been here for more than one winter, then you know the way this works. We're probably not going anywhere for a bit. School's going to be closed tomorrow. Nobody's made it official yet, but come on, who are we kidding? Of course. Of course. So we're seeing a couple of days, I guess, where we are below freezing. The temperature right now here in Ashland is 29 degrees. So it's not getting any warmer. All of this stuff is going to freeze and stick. There's not even going to be any melting. So we've got a situation. Now, upstate New York, they're looking at 4 to 6 inches of snow and saying to you, well, just blow it off your car and don't be late, right? I mean, that's the way it's going to work up there. Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, knows a thing or two about a thing or two. Now, I want him to talk about this pipe bomb suspect, but I also want him to talk a little bit about how upstate New York might be looking at 4 inches of snow. Jimmy, would you even notice there was an additional 4 inches of snow?
Jeff, I love listening to the traffic reports. I love listening to the emails that are coming into you about, you know, the dusting on the roads.
Yep.
You have to remember, I grew up in the Deep South, so I know what a national calamity is when we get some of that frozen precipitation. But I do want to do this, Jeff, before we get into more serious topics. I do want to tell you, it is a national mourning day in my beloved Atlanta, Georgia. And do you have any idea why?
They ran out of tartar sauce for the hush puppies?
No, but close. Two things happened yesterday. Uh-oh. My beloved Atlanta Falcons were mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, which I know you as a Pats fan will be sitting there gloating. And then number two, which is even really more of a travesty, Dale Murphy, the great center fielder for those really bad Atlanta Braves teams in the 70s and the 80s, was once again not selected by the Old Timers Committee to make it into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And Jeff, I know this isn't a sports show, but an utter travesty where a really, really good man who put up some big numbers during a different era, and you have to judge these players by the era they played in, back-to-back MVPs in 82 and 83, a guy that I grew up watching and being a huge fan of, did not make it last night, as did not Don Mattingly, who your Red Sox tangled with a few times, and another guy that I think their careers were cut short. I mean, Murphy had a longer career than Mattingly did, who had back problems. But both of them just deserve to be Hall of Famers. And, Jeff, sometimes the sports writers just don't get it right.
You are, as per usual, spot on. Mattingly especially. Look, I didn't grow up as a Braves fan, so I don't have as much in it as you do. But Mattingly certainly impacted teams all throughout Major League Baseball, right? I mean, it was not just the fact that he was great for his own squad. There were other teams going, oh, man, really? We're playing against, you know, we got to bat against him? No.
Yeah, and again, for like a solid decade during the 80s, I mean, he was a one-time MVP. I mean, multiple-time Gold Glover at first base. Murphy was a multiple Gold Glover out in center field. Yep. But really, I think what happens is we look at all these gaudy stats and numbers. Yeah. Back in the 80s, nobody hit 50 home runs. I think George Foster might have done it in 1979, 1980, but nobody hit 50 home runs. That's become the benchmark for, okay, that guy's a good player if he puts up those kind of numbers. So you're hitting 30, 35 home runs. You're putting up 120, 130 RBIs. And for Murphy, who just did it on just abysmal teams, it's just, I think they got it wrong. But I'm sure that's the beauty of sports, right, Jeff? We all have our own opinions, and we all like to argue with what others think. So, two sad things yesterday.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about the second one. And what was the first one again? Did you guys get a football team? Is that what you said, and they didn't do well? Is that's what I think I heard you say.
I just, you know, Jeff, I think the term for you today is insufferable and incorrigible. Those two words.
Well, you've already heard what I've done to poor Heidi's Christmas village. I went and bought the knockouts, and now I have lower Mogan Falls with the meth clinic and the bail bondsman and the whole bitch. You ain't happy about me crapping up that neighborhood either. So, you know.
No, if you can't keep mama happy, Jeff, you know what happens. It's not going to be a good day or a good week.
All right. Do you want to talk about this arrest, my friend? Because I'm looking at it and thinking, great news, but why did it take so many years?
Well, I think you just you just ran the lead right there. You know, everyone is certainly congratulatory that that this individual, a 30-year-old man in Virginia, nonetheless, was arrested for the pipe bombs that were actually planted on January 5th in 2021, the day before January 6th, which obviously we just used J6 to refer to that day. Yeah. Jeff, I think I agree with you and with a lot of people. We're certainly glad that it appears that the FBI has the right person. He is certainly, charged with these crimes, basically possession of explosive devices and transporting explosive devices across state lines. I assume that the U.S. attorney down in D.C., the venerable Judge Jeanine Pirro, will probably supersede with some bigger charges. I would guess terrorism charges are certainly forthcoming. The case is interesting, and as you pointed out, why did it take almost 2,000 days, you know, close to 5 years, for this individual to be discovered and to be arrested when there were grandmothers that were on the steps of the Capitol that many people argue, you know, were arrested and paraded through court and they were picked up off of still images, grainy footage, and yet you had this person that planted two pipe bombs, blessedly, Jeff, that did not fire, and their big reason for that is these were rudimentary devices. They were pipe bombs that were made clearly by somebody that was not a, you know, this wasn't their profession. This wasn't a signature pipe bomb builder, but placed two of them, one at the RNC headquarters in D.C., the other at the DNC headquarters, which, again, confuses and confounds motivations because, you know, is this somebody with an ideological bent, with a grievance? Why would they pick, you know, those two disparate places? So it certainly couldn't be somebody that had a, you know, an axe to grind against the Republicans or the Democrats if they're doing both of them. Was he a nihilist? Was he an anarchist? Those are all valid questions. The case, essentially, Jeff, was solved, if you will, I think because it had a fresh set of eyes put on it. And I don't buy into the arguments that some people have put forth that, you know, that the Christopher Wray FBI under Joe Biden's Department of Justice with Merrick Garland sitting as the attorney general slow walked the case. Sometimes cold cases take a while. This one was not solved on a tip. It was not solved on a new piece of evidence. It was painstaking detective work where an individual whose phone pinged, and that's the slang term we use for, was in the area of these two locations around the same time. This individual's Nissan Sentra was picked up on license plate readers down in the DMV, down in the Virginia area around D.C. around the same time. This individual was determined to be somewhere between 5'6" and 5'8" by the video footage that was culled from, again, just basic detective work, going to, you know, going to stores and going to places where there were video cameras and basically going through the video footage frame by frame, and he turned out to be about 5'7". What doesn't fit, again, when you're trying to find motive, and Jeff, as a retired investigator, there's no better way to get to motive than when the suspect speaks to you. And in this instance, this individual, according to authorities, is speaking to authorities and is sharing, you know, his reasoning and thoughts and things like that, which I think will go towards more charges being forthcoming and hopefully answer the question. This guy doesn't fit the typical, you know, the profile of who we would look at in a situation like this. He's a little bit older. He's 30. Now, a lot of these crimes of recent, the mass shootings, the political assassinations, the terror attacks, they are basically Gen Z folks, you know, somewhere between early 20s and mid 20s. This person was 30. He was also an African-American who lived in a fairly well-to-do suburb in Virginia. His family states that he had some autistic tendencies. I don't know if he was diagnosed with that or that's just their perspective on it. But it's going to be interesting to see what the reasoning and rationale behind it is. But the good news is, Jeff, as you pointed out at the top, don't bury the lead. It took 5 years. But with all the evidence that I've seen presented and I read the complaint, it looks like the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and the Metropolitan D.C. Police and the Capitol Police, I believe they all got their guy.
Wow. Very, very impressive stuff. Jimmy Galeano is joining us, a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Jimmy, you mentioned that Judge Jeanine Pirro, who is the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Probably looking at terrorism-related charges. Do you mind reminding all of us, giving us a little refresher on what terrorism under the law actually is?
Sure. Well, the definition, Jeff, is essentially the use of violence or intimidation in order to coerce a civilian population or to coerce a government. It could be anything for political, ideological, religious, or social justice purposes. That is the definition. And you remember with the law, everything, the words matter and, sure, and definitions matter. Now, because this is not someone who is part of, as it appears right now, was part of a foreign terror organization, you have fewer tools to conduct the investigation. Now, once the event happens, and we call that the boom, and in this instance, blessedly, there was no boom. Right. They recovered two devices. They will you know, have DNA on them, and they will be able to track those and trace those back, the component parts that he apparently bought from Home Depot and some other places. And that will lead them to whether or not they will bring forth terror charges. So just using a bomb is not necessarily an act of terrorism. Using a bomb for the purposes, and again, that goes back to motivations, to coerce, intimidate, or actually use violence for those means, that's where you can come over the top with terrorism charges. And Jeff, in this instance, look, blessedly, no one was killed. Do I think that they would seek the death penalty? And do I even think the death penalty is on the table in an instance like this where nobody was killed? No. I believe that in this instance, he could face some significant time, anywhere between 10, 20. Doubtful that I think they would come in charges asking for life. But if his purposes were to do those things that meet the definition of terror, then yes, charges will come forth and it will be a heavy sentence.
Wow. It's going to be fascinating because, again, as you point out, Jimmy, bombs placed at both the DNC and the RNC. So it's not as if you can say, well, he's a crazy left winger going after the Republicans. He's a crazy right winger going after the Democrats. That's a little clearer. Is he motivated by overall contempt for the system or, as you say, not at this point, any connection to foreign terrorist organizations? Is he an anarchist? Is he involved with ALF or ELF, the animal liberation?
Sure.
Right, that's one of the most active terror groups in America, as I understand it.
Sure, I mean this kind of thing began, Jeff. You'll remember. I mean, you're not that old, but you do remember. Happened back during the 1960s, where domestic terrorism became, I don't want to say a niche thing, but it became an opportunity for people that wanted to push back on the system. And like I said, it's for political, ideological, religious, or social justice purposes. So, sure, it's also going to be interesting that, you know, the more that he talks, if he's still cooperating. He could have lawyered up by now, but obviously the post-arrest statements are very important. He hasn't had a chance to speak to a lawyer. He certainly has to have his rights read to him. If he waives those rights immediately following the arrest, which it appears he did, there could be a treasure trove of information there. And again, getting to the motivations, that will determine where I think U.S. Attorney Pirro goes with further charges. But again, the good news is it appears to be a solid case. It appears that, you know, there were a lot of people that were throwing a bunch of garbage out there, that this was a U.S. government inside job. And Jeff, I always follow these things up by saying Benjamin Franklin, one of our founding fathers, said it best. You know, three people can keep a secret when two of them are dead. So when it comes to the conspiracy angles on things like this, I kind of shook my head. And there's usually a plausible explanation for some reason something happened. Occam's razor, if you will. Yep. And it's good that they finally caught this guy, and hopefully it'll put to rest some of the lunatic things I've heard out there in regards to FBI agents being involved or Homeland Security being involved and things like that.
Yeah, well, you know, conspiracy theories are wonderfully entertaining, if nothing else.
Yes.
That's about it. Jimmy, we're over time, so I'm going to mention Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund as we progress through the afternoon. I never want to miss the opportunity to do that. I appreciate you taking time to be here. As always, great stuff. Again, my condolences on the Atlanta football franchise. I'm going to learn the name at some point, I swear to you. I'm going to commit it. I'm going to write it down somewhere, probably. Yeah. All right, my friend. Stay warm and safe up there. We will continue to whine about our snow down here. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. And yes, in the 4 o'clock hour, I'm going to give you all the information about the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. Jimmy is on the board of directors. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.